wanted to answer Omani blog, Paul Omani, who was talking about feedback at an evaluation, constructive and pertinent feedback, and the Toastmasters meeting.
Thank you very much, Simon. I'm very grateful to you for coming back to me on this topic, which was originally inspired by the great report you gave of the feedback you'd received from your own club.
I'm very, very lucky, I think, in my club. The quality of evaluations in my Toastmasters club is pretty strong compared with, I think, many other clubs that I hear about and clubs that I've been to. So my experience is that some clubs you go to, the evaluations are kind of just praise, and not very specific praise, but just kind of just praise, and maybe even repeating in the content of the speech, but not really providing any useful feedback.
Yes, I think you are very fortunate. I've also been to clubs where there has been a lot of lovely praise, not as specific as it could be, but still praise. People who have given the speech may love that, or the person may love that. Some people, particularly who are new to Toastmasters, when they hear that positivity, some of them may say to themselves, oh, lovely, that's great to hear. Nobody here at this club has said anything to anybody about their speech being in any way inadequate. This could suit me very much. Reminding people of the content of the speech might be something that some people would like. It would remind them of what they've heard, and if they haven't been paying all that much attention, of course it would make things more interesting for them. But summarizing the speech, rehashing it, sometimes it would be called, wouldn't be very helpful for the speaker. It would be reminding the speaker of what they had said, but it wouldn't be helping the speaker to be able to improve things. And since the purpose of evaluation is to help the person improve things by either keep on doing what you're doing or consider developing, changing this part, that's what it's all about. So the two things, giving general praise and giving also a reminder of what the content of the speech, they're not enough. I agree with you.
Whereas in my club, we tend to get a balance of feedback. So by balance, I mean a combination of some, I would say, praise. So find something to, you know, find some things to praise about the speech. And that's obviously, that's useful for encouragement. It's also useful for other people at the meeting to hear about what that person did well, in that, you know, so that people can understand why that speech was successful and how it was successful. So other people can learn from the good things about someone's speech. And also it's useful feedback for the speaker, because then they know these are the things that they're doing well and that they can continue doing that. That thing that they did worked as far as the evaluator is concerned. So I think that's all very valuable, to have positive feedback. People may think that, well, I don't really want the positive feedback. I want to know about things I can improve, things that weren't so good, things that I can improve. But I think it is important to have a balance of celebrating the things that went well with the speech, and then some practical examples of things that you could do differently next time if you wanted to have another version of that speech or do another speech similar to that. So again, it's not really a criticism of, oh, you didn't do this very well, but more a constructive approach of, well, here's something I noticed that made me think, if you did another speech like this in the future, this is something that you might want to do that would make it even better. I feel very fortunate that my club is like that. You get that balance of feedback, and it's constructive and pertinent and specific as well.
You've put it so well. You really have.
Again, it's much more useful if the feedback is specific. So give very specific examples of things that the speaker did, whether they're positive or constructive, very specific examples of what they did, and very specific examples of what they could do next time, and actually maybe demonstrate some of the things that they could do next time.
I remember the first time I saw somebody demonstrating the suggestion. demonstrating what the person could do next time and giving precise words. Like, you might like to say this. And if you said that, I think that would be more likely to lead your audience to react in this way. Also saying not just the specifics of the suggestion, but what would probably be the consequences of giving that suggestion, so that the attraction for the person who's receiving the suggestion is very clear. Oh, if I did that, yes, that might actually give me exactly what I want.
Very specific, very personal. It's just makes a great evaluation. I'm super, super lucky to be in a club where the quality of evaluations is very strong. Not the best of the world, I'm not going to complain that, but we do well in our club, and I'm super, super lucky and happy about being a member of my club. Hopefully that was specific and pertinent and clear. And I'd love to hear whether Paul O'Mahony, whether you've ever been to a club where evaluations were like that. I do hope you have. Thanks everyone for listening. Toodaloo.
I must say that I have been to some clubs like that, and it has indeed been a joy, because you gain huge benefit from it. When somebody's happy to be a member of their club because they're getting what they want from the club, they are going to carry on enjoying their membership, feeling that they're in the right place.